It is the 16th of November, Saturday night, five games to go through. Already quite a few questions in there. Some interesting performances. One game still going, the Kings and the Jazz. Still going. Hopefully it wraps up. I have managed to watch pretty much all that game. So I've got a pretty good read on it, despite the fact that it is not finished. This is the Saturday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me and my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am your host, Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Find me on Blue Sky at AdamKing91. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Twitter. Not Blue Sky yet. I'm assuming that function will come. Please like, rate, and subscribe. We are also on the Old Man Squad Network. Go and find them at Old Man Squad or go and bother Dan Vesperus. He will point you in the right direction. No show yesterday. I was at the Kid Laroi concert. Well, I was not at the concert. My daughter was at the concert. I was next door at the club, at Leagues Club, if anyone in Australia will know what a Leagues Club is. But basically at a sort of a sports club, I was in there watching the NBL, the cricket, had a couple of beers and schnitty for dinner, waited for the concert to finish and then picked her up and went home. So, yeah, there was no show. But five games today. Let's jump straight into them because I do have to go and coach some basketball today as well. All right. First game. So started early. It worked out really well, actually. I was able to get up early while the kids were still asleep and watch this game before we headed home. And then I watched the other games when I got home. So this was a close one. Hornets get the win, 115-114 from memory. Yes, 115-114. For the Bucks, still without Lillard, obviously, so they're rolling out some sort of weird... And no Middleton. I should throw that in there, assuming he still plays for them. Giannis started very, very well, and they actually contained him pretty well in the second half. I think he had 10 assists at halftime, and he ended up with 12. Still a triple-double, 22, 15, and 12 with two blocks. So a great night from him. Just not a lot of support. Taurean Prince stepped up, 23 points. Bobby Portis, 21 points off the bench. It's just their usual guys. Taurean Prince is not someone we really need to be rostering, but feel free to stream him in for steals and threes while they're shorthanded. Brook Lopez went back to sucking, 5 and 3 with a steal and a block. If you're holding him, it's really just for blocks. I know he had that 29-point game, a week ago, maybe not even that. But he's been pretty average. Delon Wright, assists and steals, stream him in. Andre Jackson, I'd rather Delon Wright, to be honest, and not really looking at anyone. Off the bench, Gary Trent looked okay in the last game and didn't do a lot here. He did have 3 steals, did have 2 threes, but 18 minutes, not really going to cut the mustard. Over to the Charlotte side of things. Some good performances here. Josh Green had his best game of the year. 15, 5, and 5 with 3 steals. It was his birthday, I believe. So there you go, birthday performance. 29 minutes. He did a lot of this damage in the first, 5 minutes. He had 10 points very quickly, but defended well. An encouraging performance. Not really fantasy relevant, though. Miles Bridges returned from his knee injury, the bone bruise. Probably a little quicker than we anticipated, so that was good to see. 19 and 7 with a steal, 3 threes. Yeah, gets it done. I don't think he's going to get to where we thought he might, sort of top 40, top 50, but he should be a fairly solid sort of top 80 player rest of the way. Grant Williams, not interested in him. The minutes are there, but he's just so inconsistent. Honestly, I'd rather grab the guy I'm about to talk about. I'll just quickly mention LaMelo. Started very slow in this one, but came on late, hit 2 free throws with 7 seconds to go to win the game. Was it a foul? I don't know. 26 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. No defense, 1-3. So those sort of peripheral numbers are a little bit down, but still a really good game. And Brandon Miller had 13 points with 2 steals on 5 of 17, so not his best night. But the guy I mentioned, Musa Diabate or Diabate, I think it's Diabate. It's what I've been hearing. I actually streamed him in, picked him up in 2 leagues where I'm just looking for rebounds. Got a lot of them, 14 with 12 points, 3 blocks, a steal, 25 minutes. He's been pretty good. Let me bring up his box scores. And as I said, I think I'd rather him than Grant Williams. I know he's coming off the bench, but he's providing a lot for them. He had 10 offensive rebounds. I think his first five or six rebounds were all offensive. So if we look at his last 4 games, I think. Yeah, so last 4 games, points, we're not going to get a ton of points. He has got back-to-back 12-point games, but prior to that he had 4 and 0. But he's had 14, 15, 11, and 15 rebounds in each of the past 4 games. 3-3-0 and 3 blocks with 1-1-0 and 1 steals. So if you need rebounds, if you need blocks, he's efficient. He's not scoring a lot, as I said, but he is typically up sort of in that 60 to 70% range, because he doesn't really take any shots other than dunks or putbacks, things like that. I don't know. I'm intrigued. We have no word on Mark Williams or Nick Richards. They're alive. I saw them when they were filming the bench. So they're there. They exist, but we don't know when they're coming back. So I think the Hornets need to have Diabate out there. He provides so much for them at the moment. Trey Mann, I considered picking him up this morning and I didn't. I'm not really that disappointed. 11 points with nothing else in his 21 minutes. So it's really, if he's hot, they'll keep him on. If he's not, then... sorry, I'm just reading messy about that Kings game. All right, moving on. Raptors and the Celtics. Celtics get the win in overtime, 126-123 on a Jason Tatum three-pointer. For the Raptors, we know who they are without at the moment, but who are they with? Well, Agbaji was serviceable again. We just keep rolling with him. His upside's pretty limited, but 13 and 6, 3 assists, a block, 3 threes. Shooting's a bit up and down, but he's playing heavy minutes, so has to be rostered. Davion Mitchell, assists, I guess, but yeah, I'd still, there's a lot of other players out there I'd rather have than him. Grady Dick, look, he cooled off. This was always going to happen. 9 points, 5 assists, no defense, 1 threes, but the minutes are there. 37 minutes, just hold him and give him a pass on these performances because he has been really good. RJ Barrett with a triple-double. These assist numbers are out of control. 25 points, 10 rebounds, 15 assists, a steal and a block. All really good. Percentages, as we know, are an issue with Barrett, and he was 4 of 9 from the free throw line, 10 of 27 from the field. So, the field goals, you take that, but those free throws, man, they just hurt. Under 50% on pretty high volume is rough. But Jakob Poeltl, career high 35 points on 16 of 19 shooting. So, a nice boost to your field goal percentage on the second last day of the week. Had 12 rebounds and a steal. No blocks, interestingly. He usually gets a couple of blocks. So, really good game. He's been amazing. Probably a sell high just because I don't know what his role is when we get to the end of the season. But I don't know. If you can't get a top 50 player back for him, I'd probably just hold. Chris Boucher had 15 points off the bench. Low volume-ish sort of day. Maybe you stream him in, but he's not someone we need to be holding. Over to Boston, Drew Holiday was out. Nemeas Cater started alongside Al Horford. Cater was okay, 12 and 8 with a block. Horford had one of his good games. That means we've probably got a dud coming. He had 18 points, 4 rebounds, a steal, a block, 5 threes. He has these from time to time. Tatum, really good shooting, not his best, but I said he hit the game winner there and hit a shot when it counted. Jaylen Brown was good. Derek White was good. Pritchard, yeah, he's been a little bit more inconsistent of late. We're still holding him, but Sam Hauser actually outplayed him here. Sam Hauser had 14 points in 25 minutes. Pritchard had 6 points in 24. I'd still rather Pritchard. I think he is typically who they're going to, but we do know Hauser can get hot from time to time. Okay, third game of the night, the Lakers and the Pelicans. Lakers get the win. It was sketchy for a while. Any loss to the Pelicans at the moment is tough to swallow, with, given the injuries, but the Lakers pull it out. Anthony Davis, look, he played great. 31 points, 14 rebounds, 2 steals, block. Hit a couple of threes, so yeah, rolling along nicely. You just need to keep an eye on that injury report. Austin Reeve, not his best night. We're holding him. Max Christie started. Rui Hachimura was out here. Christie, still like his game, but he's just not doing enough here. We don't need to roster him. D'Angelo Russell, 7 points in 21 minutes off the bench. He's really close. I know he was good yesterday, though, when I didn't do a wrap. He had a decent game, but this is what we've been seeing the last couple of weeks. So I think he's probably a hold, but barely. And Gabe Vincent, he's playing minutes, but he's not a fantasy guy. Dalton Kennett, 27 points. Now, there was a Kennett question from John. I think John Alves, where are we? Here we go. So the other question, yeah, there's a Gafford question, so I'll get to that when we talk about the Mavs game. Here we go, Connect. Okay, remaining, yeah, look, will he remain in the starting lineup? Maybe. I don't know what the Lakers are going to do here. Hachimura's got to come back in. I don't know if D'Lo comes back in, to be honest. Davis, James, yes. Reeves, yes. They're the three that are locked in. And then it's really just, I don't know, do they start Hachimura? I'm not sure Reddish. They do like Reddish in the starting lineup for whatever reason. I know he's a good defender. I'm not sure, but it's possible because he's arguably their best shooter at the moment. He's not going to shoot 10 of 17 every night, 5 of 10 from three. But, yeah, I don't know. I'd watch this space. If you want to grab him just in case, then I certainly can't argue with you because I think it's certainly an option and a possibility that he does start. For the Pelicans, all the injuries, we don't need to go through them. Ingram, of course, he's just putting up big numbers at the moment with everyone out. Misi, I thought he was okay, 8 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals. Up against Anthony Davis, always going to be tough, but I think we're rostering Misi because he is clearly their starting center and way ahead of anyone. I mean, they didn't even play another center here, really. Jonte Green, don't worry. Brandon Boston, yeah, again, the shooting, it's cooled a bit, which is to be expected given the workload that he's been playing under, and he's not used to this at all. But 12 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, 2 threes, perfect from the line. Certainly not a bad night. And Jalen Noel, 16 points, 6 rebounds. We know he can do this. We've seen him do it in the past when he was with the Wolves. So if you just need some points, then he is worth a look for streaming purposes, assuming the schedule allows you to stream someone in. All right, Spurs and Mavericks. All right, we'll get to the as I said, there is a Dallas question from Ernest. Yes, there is. So we'll get to that shortly. Let's look at the Spurs first. Wemby was out, had to make a call. As I said, this was a 7 a.m. game for us, or for me here, where I am in Australia. And so had to make the call early this morning on whether Wemby would play. And I made the right one because I streamed Zach Collins in a couple of leagues and he was good. We know what he can do when he plays minutes. 20 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks, a steal, 8 of 8 from the line. Didn't hit a 3, would have liked one there. But, yeah, anytime Wemby sits, Collins has to be added, much like Plumlee when Nurkic sits, we need to add him. So if you did stream Collins in, well done. Harrison Barnes, please, just no one roster him. He's God, he's bad. Champagne, yeah, points, much like Kelton Johnson, both just points, guys. Interesting, though, and I know this is obviously with Wemby out, but Charles Bassey, 22 minutes. We know that he has a really nice fantasy game. Didn't score 0-4 from the field, but 6 rebounds, 3 blocks, a steal, 2 assists. Deeper leagues, keep an eye on him. If we ever get to a point where Wemby does miss a week for an injury, or Zach Collins misses some time. Bassey, just a name to monitor because we know that he can put up numbers. And always good to see Mamu Kelishvili playing minutes off the bench. He had 14.6 rebounds in 17 minutes. He will undoubtedly be a fantasy asset in April. Trey Jones returned, had 3 points, four assists in 19 minutes. Not really interested in him. And Steph Castle, as I've said, he's really borderline. But with Trey Jones back, and then we're going to get Branham back as well. Branham did play. There you go. That's how much I didn't even see him come on. I watched that game. I didn't even see him. It's going to be tough for Castle to play enough to have any value here. Over to Dallas, and let's bring up Ernest's question. Gafford did have a great game today, but only played 18 minutes. Should I drop him for Filipowski or Vince Williams or hold? And then you've said the fact that Kidd has said Lively will stay in the starting lineup. I think the assumption here was that Lively would start at some point. He's been playing more minutes than Gafford. Let me bring up Gafford's. I guess where I'm going with this is I don't really see Gafford's role changing too much, even though he will come off the bench. Okay, where are we, Gafford? All right, so for the season, he is the 85th ranked player. We know rankings aren't everything, but just under 21 minutes a game, 13 and 6 with 1.3 blocks. I really don't see that changing too much. Like, I think even though he's going to come off the bench, even when he was starting, he'd been playing bench minutes. So I don't know. If you weren't going to drop him 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't be dropping him now because of this shift in role, because I still think it's going to be a 28-20 minute split. This game was a little bit of a blowout. No Wemby, so of course he's going to be better. So yeah, look, I wouldn't be dropping him necessarily based on this, because I don't think anything's going to change. But he was good, as you said. He had 22 points on 9 of 10 shooting, 3 blocks of steal, didn't miss a free throw. So a very good night. Lively did start, only played 20 minutes, had 7 points, 4 blocks, 4 rebounds. So they rolled out some Dwight Powell, Maxence Prosper, Brandon Williams, even Markeith Morris. There you go. The ghost of Markeith Morris. I didn't watch the end of this game. Yeah, I don't think too much changes. I think it is a 28-20 split. Maxi Kleber was in that starting lineup for whatever reason. Washington returned, had 0 points, two steals. Washington should have been held and should be held. He will move back into the starting lineup for Kleber at some point. It could even potentially be the next game. Kleber did nothing. Doncic didn't play particularly well, but he played. Irving played well. He came back with 22 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. He's been fantastic this year. And as for Klay Thompson, I think he's a streamer. I think if you don't need threes, get rid of him. He's just not doing enough. He had that all right showing in Golden State, but for me, no thank you. All right, let me just jump off this screen, bring me back, because I need to just... The Dallas game is just the Utah game is just about done. I think we can pull up the box score. So let me do that. There's only 7 seconds left. Let me bring that up and share it. Okay, where are we? All right. Utah and Sacramento. So this one, it's close. It's going down to the wire. Let me just bring up 7 seconds. Kings up by 3. Someone can just pop in the chat there what's going on. I know Kyle Chad said there was a near disaster with a 4-man collision on a fast break. There have been some pretty dodgy fast breaks. I was watching them, some fast breaks. And as I said, I'm about to go and coach my team. And if they ran some fast breaks the way that they did, In this game particularly, there's just a lot of people in the wrong spot. Couple of injury questions for tomorrow. I'll get to them very quickly. I should have 5 minutes. Let's just clear up Ernest's question. Ask my question. Gafford versus Vince's call to decide if I should make a last minute change to my lineup for tomorrow, trying to squeeze. Filipowski doesn't, I know he's playing minutes, he doesn't excite me that much. Vince Williams, I think, would be the choice. If you had to go Kyle or Vince, I'd rather Vince if he was playing minutes, but his minutes, they're going to ramp him up, as we know. So, I mean, if you're trying to, if you're trying to squeeze in some categories, I guess, it's probably Kyle just because he'll play more minutes. But I wouldn't be dropping Gafford for either of those two if you can avoid it. All right, let's get to the box scores here. All right, so for the Jazz, both George and Sexton were okay in this one, pretty empty, but 18 and 19 points respectively, hitting some threes. I think Sexton just has to move, to be honest. I think he needs to go to another team, but the numbers are fine if you're holding him. That, as I said, very little other than scoring in threes here, but that's enough. John Collins, 16 points, 9 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks. He's been really aggressive on offense. Kessler will come back at some point, so we're going to see what that looks like. Markkanen was better today, 25 points, 5 rebounds. No defense, we're used to that. Just seeing if this game has finished. Hasn't finished yet. And as I said, for Filipowski, the minutes are good, 28 minutes, but 9 points, 7 rebounds. 3 steals, you're not going to get that most nights. And 5 of 9 from the free throw line. So he actually hurts you in that category as well. Because I was looking at streaming him in and I was a bit worried about those. Jazz are going to have one shot at the 3. Okay. Off the bench, Clarkson, yeah, stream him in, pick him up if you need. I mean, the minutes are there. He's coming off the bench, 16 points, 3 steals, 5 assists, and I'm not really interested in anyone else at this point. I think there will come a point when Isaiah Collier might have some value. For Sacramento, no Sabonis, no DeRozan. So we had a Dougie Buckets starting sighting, 6 points in 19 minutes. We don't need that. Trey Lyles, 17 points in 35 minutes. Look, we know he can be a relevant fantasy player. With minutes, but I don't know if the Sabonis injury is sort of serious or whether this is just second night of a back-to-back kind of thing. So just monitor it, see what happens. Keegan Murray continues to be very bad, but we need to roster him. Whereas De'Aaron Fox continues to be very good, coming off his 60-point performance. He has 47 currently. You're just going to see me doing this so I can refresh it. I just want to see where's the scores gone? There we go. Let's see if we can get the final stats up. Don't know if it's changed at all. Okay, bring it back up. 48 for Fox. We knew this was going to happen with no DeRozan, with no Sabonis. It has to be Fox because they don't really have anyone else unless Keegan Murray's on a heater, which he obviously isn't. So 48 points, 9 assists, 2 steals. 13 of 18 from the line. It's a bit, it hurts on a Saturday night. Kevin Huerter, 18 points, 1 steal. So we're rostering Kevin Huerter. Keon Ellis, I have said that he probably should be added for steals, but only 11, 10 minutes. And I don't think he's injured. He was on there when I last was watching, or he was fit. So I mean, someone can pop something in if he is injured. But I don't know. If he's sort of sketchy and they're not going to play him consistent minutes, then I think you can move on because there are other good steals streamers available. Orlando Robinson returned here. I like him. I like his game. Only 6 points, 3 rebounds in his 12 minutes, but I do like his fantasy game. It's going to be hard for him to get minutes with Lyles there, with Len there. So probably nothing, but just monitor that. In case somehow he steps into a backup role in deeper leagues or something like that. So it does look like that game might be done, or maybe it's not done. I don't know. We've got Zarbok the Destroyer. Where do I watch this outside X? So it's on YouTube. I can probably pop the link in the chat. Will that work? It might work. It's on Blue Sky. No, put the link on Blue Sky. Hang on. Let me share. Copy. Okay. So I probably can. Does that show up? There you go. There's a link in the chat there. So yeah, you can watch it on YouTube as well. And then there will be a podcast version, which B-Dub, he does all the whatever you have to do behind the scenes. Probably in sort of 3 to 4 hours. So it's usually out early morning in the US, late night here in Australia. And late night here in Australia is around lunchtime in Europe, I think. So depending on where you are, there are options. All right, I'm not going to get to tomorrow's games because I do need to go. Is Musa a must roster over Patrick Williams? I like Musa. I'm just very skeptical on Williams, but he has been good. He's starting. He's playing big minutes. So I think Williams is probably safer at the moment in terms of his role. Musa is really just rebounds, blocks, efficiency. So they're a little bit different in terms of what they bring. I don't know. It's tough. If I had Patrick Williams, I don't have him anywhere. Would I drop him to pick up Musa Diabate? Only if I needed rebounds. There, maybe that helps. I don't know. And let me just check if this game is done. It is. The Kings win by 4 points. So let's see if we've got refresh. Okay, let's see if we've got a. So De'Aaron Fox ends with 49 points. Let's just make that prettier on your screen. Yes, so 49 points for De'Aaron Fox. So one short of 50. That would have been. I wonder if anyone's done a 60-50 or back-to-back 50. Oh, Harden might have done it a couple of years ago. Anyway, if you do have Fox and you're hunting points this week, 109 points in two nights is a pretty good effort. So try and ignore those free throws. And how good was my Rudy reward? It was, look, I can't complain. I think I know that movie off by heart. So it is one of my favorite movies, sporting movies, especially, even though I know very little about NFL or gridiron or anything like that. The movie itself is very good. That is going to do. Cause as I said, I do have to drive out through the pouring rain to get to my kids' basketball game. Let's stop sharing. You don't need to see that anymore. There will be a show there won't be a show tomorrow. I'm going to the movies, going to see Gladiator 2 and Smile 2. So I will be out all night. So there will not be a show tomorrow. There will be a Twitter recap, X recap, Blue Sky recap, whatever we want to call it, coming a little bit later tonight once I get home from basketball. But that will do for today's show. I'm Adam King. This has been the Saturday post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.